Sometimes I feel like writing and sometimes I don't. This morning, I had a little fire in my belly to think about similes. I had to kind of educate myself again what similes are. And similes are basically what drives me to read. Anyone that has good simile game is somebody that I really want to stick with reading. So, what is a simile? Just off the cuff, similes are making something and saying it's like something else. And you can say it's like something else or as something else. Like maybe an example, cliche example, would be life is like a roller coaster. Now, in my reading, they always say, don't make it cliche. Don't use like, I should have prepared a little bit more about the cliche ones because I'm trying to get away from it. But we all know cliches. We know them when we hear them. It's something that everyone says. So you have to try to come up with your own story, your own rendition, and you need to pay attention to sound and taste and touch and smell. Try to pull all your senses in to the simile. And I know that can be really hard and taxing. And actually, this is my first go of it. And I really feel like as I'm writing these things, I'm thinking, yeah, this is not a simile. This is just creative writing. So I kind of wanted to go through this. It's really, I started off with sort of a thought, sort of a feeling. And I've had some experiences on Reddit and as of late in my own personal life where the feeling that I'm feeling is being a burden. It's a feeling of not really knowing my place in the world. It's a feeling of being annoyed, of being a misfit, of just really kind of out of balance, really. And so that's where my cliches kind of went. They're not positive. They're not rays of sunshine, another cliche. They're kind of coming from a feeling of, I don't want to say negativity. Because maybe sadness, I don't know. So, this is where my brain started. And I'm missing half of the simile. I just started the whole sentence with like, because the first part of it I'm not quite sure of. It's just more of the feeling. And this is how it developed. I'll just show you how. Going back to your first initial thought on a simile can kind of transform. Okay, so it started off as like a ghost haunting a popular hotel. That's boring. So then it turned into like a ghost haunting a bed and breakfast famous for its cranberry muffins. Still kind of boring. So then I go back. And then I went, like an ever drooling, chocolate obsessed ghost haunting Barb's bed and breakfast. And then I put something like, famous for her Freaky Fudge Friday events. See, that's even better. That's even better. Doesn't it kind of give you lots of imagery? Okay, maybe that's a little too much. Maybe I'm really trying to fill it up with sensations and everything. But another thought would be I was at first thinking about rank perfume that just literally you go by somebody and you just can't get it out of your nostril. So I started off with like perfume that lines your nostrils despite blowing. That's where I started. And then I sort of went into it a little bit further. And then I was thinking like that old expired Avon perfume that is so far up your nostrils that not even a COVID test could get it out, something like that. And then that turned into something like the scent of your ex-boyfriend's cologne that is in the deepest parts of your nostrils that even an old COVID test couldn't get out, something like that. So the two feelings, the feelings of nobody really likes old expired perfume from Avon. I mean, maybe you do, I don't know. But when you can tell when perfume's really old, it just has a stinky quality. But then even like an ex-boyfriend's cologne, it's like a lot of people don't like that smell. I mean, they might have liked it at first, but then it fills you with that sensation of negative feelings if it ended badly. So that's just kind of how I was going with that one. What else? I haven't developed this one because I think it's semi okay. Like the cheeky underwear that never stays cheeky, giving you a perpetual wedgie. I could develop that and say like your lavender lace cheeky underwear, something like that. Something with a more textural feeling, like your scratchy lavender leather. Ooh, that's kind of interesting. Like your scratchy lavender lace cheeky panties that perpetually never stay cheeky. Something like that. I think we can all relate to that. What else? Peeping Toms. Everyone loves a voyeur, right? Like a peeping Tom whose belt buckle. I don't know. I haven't developed this one yet. I'm not even going to say that one yet. This one has not been developed, but I always love that blueberry seed that gets stuck in your teeth and you just can't get it out. Or even like popcorn seeds. I just said a blueberry seed that's stuck in your teeth, reminding you of that date from hell, something like that. See, and date from hell is actually cliche. So you would say something, it'd be like the blueberry seed that's stuck in your teeth, reminding you of your dessert date that swallowed your face at the goodnight kiss, something like that. This one I kind of enjoy and it's evolving. Like the tramp stamp that you love and hate, depending on whose eyes see it, developed into like your mom's Rolling Stone tongue tramp stamp. Exposed during a work party, viewed by your boss or something. It's developing. But I kind of like the first one better because it's true. We do things to our body, and depending on the viewer, it changes. So if you wear fishnets to church, it might entice certain people, and it might really piss off some others, but I don't know. I've always liked fishnets. Anyway, this has been a really nice writing exercise. I've enjoyed myself. I've had a few instances as of late where I've come across some people that have made me feel unright with the world, and that usually happens when I encounter darkness. You know, you're walking down that dark, wet alleyway. You can hear laughter echoing through the streets and your heart's palpating and you're dressed in a bubblegum pink frock. Do we say frock anymore? Sorry, I was interrupted. So anyway, we're back at the alleyway and we are walking in our pink frock with the smile and glow of volunteering at the local animal shelter. Something really innocent and sweet. And somebody is starting to follow you, and you hear those footsteps. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. And that was not a simile. Maybe it was. I don't know. I'm so confused. But that's how I feel when I'm in the wonderful world of Reddit and I'm trying to be this bubblegum pink light, this bubblegum pink beacon of positivity, and then I come across people who parade around as if they are trying to be helpful, but they're not. They're just being mean. Yeah, that's how I feel. So anyway, this is, you know, the silver lining is that this prompted this writing activity, and that's how I roll in life. That is right. I am the freshly squeezed lemon in your drink. I jazz things up. I make your mouth drool. I make your mouth pucker in ways you never knew it could move. That's who I am. All right. Have a lovely, lovely, refreshing day.